Ultimate Classic Rock US 103.1. Here we go. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show. I'm Chris Monroe, in for Dan Foley this week with the amazing Jonathan Smith here.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazingly weird.
That's good. That's what I try to do in life. Strange things with weird people. That's what I like.
I wouldn't do the show with somebody I didn't like. You know, and Chris and I have gotten along from day one. Mm-hmm. We've always kidded around here. I don't know. We've known each other a dozen years or so. Anyway, yep. When did you start?
Oh, I've been here.
You were here before I got
18
here.
18 years.
Yeah, I got here. Mm-hmm. This is my 17th year.
Yeah.
So we were pretty close. Yeah. And it's always been zany around the station, and it's mm-hmm. always been a lot of fun. Some years better than others. And yeah. People come, people go, people come back.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's nice to see some people coming back again. And they keep looking at me going, oh, he's back. I don't spend a lot of time in here now. I used to spend every day in here and weekends too. But
mm-hmm.
But now I just come in on Saturdays and that's it. So it is March 15th. It is we're coming out of winter, going into summer. Well, spring will happen. It is muddy. It's, you know, it's going to be wet and rainy and nasty and all that. But no matter what, Williams Gunsight Company has 25,000 square foot showroom. And if you play your cards right and you get maybe a lunch, you can go in there for the whole afternoon and leave at dinner time, you know, mm-hmm. and it's perfect. You got a range, you got good camaraderie. And this segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company, 810-653-2131. Or go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. I spend way too much time on that website, but it's a lot of fun. Checking out their new products, checking out their used guns, and we're going to talk about some of that here in a minute. But they got some specials coming up, don't they, Chris?
Yeah. The Sizzlers this week for Seize the Deal. There'll be $100 gift cards for just $59 while they last. Now, only two per person.
Yeah,
there is a limit, so you can't buy them all.
I'll take 17, please.
Right? And then still a few of the annual range passes. You want to guess? But all the ranges there, normally $3.99. Half price, $199. You can pick those up. Yes.
That's cool. That's Wednesday at 10?
Wednesday at 10 a.m. while they last. They'll go quick.
Online only.
I believe so.
So you got to be right there and you got to be fast with your fingers. Wednesday, 10 o'clock. Don't spare a moment. Don't do it at 10:02.
Right.
Do it at 10 o'clock because they do go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Dan always tells me how fast they go. And I'm like, I don't spend that much time in front of a computer, you know, so mm-hmm. I have a hard time with this. But I can sick my wife and daughter-in-law on it.
There you go.
I think that might work. Because I am legally able to take advantage of sales at Williams. I just don't know if my wife will give me the PO. But as it goes. So they have a sale going today and tomorrow, too. Now, first thing I want to tell you is I want you to always remember this. This has been a very important life lesson for me. Gun shops have layaways, and you don't have to be able to afford the gun that day. You just have to be able to afford 20% down.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got 90 days to pay for it, which gives you time to look at your collection of guns and say, I don't really need that one because I haven't used it in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I shouldn't have it. I don't like safe queens. It's nice to have beautiful guns, but unless they are relics or something that is a family heirloom, I move them. You know, it's like, I just don't, you know, I shot it, I liked it, but I didn't like it enough to keep it. So we call it Guns John Wants to Kick Out of Bed. Okay. So that's what we call it. And the ones I want to welcome back into the bed might be on this list today. So what we're going to talk about is Williams has a big sale this weekend, and it is on used guns. I love these sales because I'm a used gun aficionado. All used 1911s, so that's a lot of, it's 1911 style guns. So this is, you know, your single stack and probably some double stack, 1911 style guns. And that might confuse you, Chris. We go to the store and say, show me all your 1911 guns. You're going to be there for 3 hours looking at them. And, you know, there's a lot of them. They have, almost 400 used guns right now, or is it over? No, it's 360 used handguns right now. And there are a whole bunch of 1911 ones in there. I only picked two to highlight today, but there are so many. like I've always looked at Dan Wesson's, and that's kind of like when I go, remember I talked about those expensive scopes a minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
Kales and Swarovski's. These are scopes that cost like $2,400, $2,500. Well, I can go pick out a nice 1911 for under $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could go get a Dan Wesson that are truly works of art, and they'll be $2,400. Or I could go get, remember Matt Dorito?
Mm-hmm.
From
Pop Evil.
Pop Evil.
Yep.
Matt was telling me all about his guns, and of course he has Cabot guns for 1911s.
Mm-hmm.
Those are made out of like some kind of organic material from a volcano, and they're like $18,000 a piece for these 1911s.
Wow.
Or $20,000 a piece. You can get cheap. Those guns, you can get those, what are they called? I just said it. But anyways, you can get the lesser versions for like 10 grand, but they're absolutely perfect. It's not like you're going to shoot them and they're going to break. These things are phenomenal guns. But Matt has those. He's even got his, I think it's his bass guitar. He's got one bass guitar that holds two 1911s in it. So he's
that doesn't surprise
no,
me.
No, that's
one
pretty cool.
Bit
that's pretty
with
cool.
Matt.
Yeah. Nope. anybody has that much hair, I'm envious of anyway. But I swear I thought it was going to get stuck in the rafters of the machine shop, you know, because he swings it around while he's playing. That scared me, man. It's like, holy crap, he's going to get hung up. So 1911s are all over the place price wise. So they have the high end ones there, they have all kinds of high end ones there. But this is used. Okay, so you got to look through their selection, see what they got. But I picked two that I thought were pretty cool. And the first one, remember, with 360 used handguns to choose from, we're just looking at 1911 format, 15% off through Sunday. So, there's 9mm, there's probably some 10mm, there's probably 380s that might slide into this genre. But right now, the two I picked, one's a Kimber stainless steel Pro Carry 2. Now, it looks like stainless steel. I think it's a lightweight alloy frame on this one, but I'm not positive. This is the 4-inch barreled 1911. Beautiful stainless gun. It is extremely sharp. Two mags, manual. There's several of them on there. This one I thought was the nicest. Number 818-155. If you're on the website, check it out. It's priced at $739.95. So take 15% off. That makes it $628. That's a darn good savings. That's over $100 off.
Mm-hmm.
So, over $100 off. And so $130 down, and you got it in layaway.
Mm-hmm.
You got 90 days to pay for it. So that's piece of cake. Now, the next one I picked out is a gun. I've owned a lot of high-end guns, and half of my 1911s right now are styled like this gun, but I've never owned this one. It is a Springfield Operator, 5-inch barreled. This is called the Marine Corps model. It's green and black. It's beautiful. It's got two mags. It's really a truly, it's got the rail underneath it. You can mount lights or all kinds of, or lasers, whatever you want to put on it. And usually these run $1,300-$1,400. This one's $1,139.95 on their website. Take 15% off that, brings it down to $968. That's under a grand for a Springfield Operator. 15 years ago, working for FEMA down in, or 17 years ago, for working for FEMA down in Mississippi, my buddy ordered one down there because they just come out, and all of his buddies in the Corps and in Army Special Rangers loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, you got to get one of these. They've been making them for us. Now they sell them, and they're called operators. So at $968, you go in there with $200, you can put it in layaway, snatch it up. It's got night sights. It's a Springfield Operator. It really doesn't get a whole lot better for under $1,500. So, but they got some Dan Wessons and stuff in there. They got all kinds of good ones. They got a bunch of Springfield Armories, emissaries and stuff like that. Check them out. Now, the other thing on sale is semi-auto rifles, 15% off them as well. And you know me, I always like to check out the rifles on the website, and I talk about them almost every week. But they got, and I thought, wow, automatic rifles, that means these are semi-automatic rifles. But it, there's everything. It could be a 10-22, or it could be a Barrett 50 cal. So they have a Browning BAR in 30-06. It's stunning. It's they're $1,300 new. I know that. They got it for $1,174, and with that 15% off, it brings down to $998. So almost in $200 down, I'll hold that one for you. And in the AR platform, they got a Daniel Defense, a beautiful one, 18.5-inch barrel. It's got the Vortex scope. It's got the foregrip, a vertical foregrip on it. The Daniel Defense, most of my friends spend way over $2,000 on them. This one's $1,524. You can get it for $1,296, so about $275 down with that sale, and you got it in layaway. And then if anybody's ever been a real cool fanatic about long-range sniper guns, the Russian, Arab world, they and even Chinese, they use Drugunovs. 7.62 by 54R, long-barreled rifle, quite a rifle. Well, they got one in beautiful shape, scoped with a, this thing's got 26.5-inch barrel, so think about that. 8 magazines in a pouch. This is a Romanian FPK. It's $2,024.95. You never see these. So it's a really a piece of history. So with the 15% off, it brings down to $1,721. That's $350 down, and you got it. It's in layaway. Take your time paying for it. It's tax season, for God's sakes. You're going to get some money. So they got 127 used rifles to choose from and thousands of new guns, scopes, ammo, cases, safes, whatever you need, they got it. Check them out, Williams Gun Sight. And if something happens, I might be over to Mel Smith's show today, but I can't guarantee it, so I recommend it if you get a chance. But go to Williams. You'll be happy you did. It's a rainy day. Go to Williams. Well, on that note, I'm all set. You go to Shooter at the GSS. You can email me, shooter@thegss.com. You can go to my website, thegss.com, check out all my sponsors, and check out those previous shows. You'll be able to hear this show over and over again on there to your heart's delight. And other than that, we'll see you next Saturday right here on US 103 for classic rock and then some good gun talk on Saturday morning. Here's Chris to say goodbye.
bye. I have one question, though.
Yeah.
Do you ever forget that you have stuff in layaway over there with as much as you put in there? Do you ever walk in like, hey, by the way, you still got three in here, man?
No. thanks, Chris. My wife listens to the show. Occasionally it's happened, but not very often. Sometimes I surprise myself and I go, oh, yeah, I bought that gun. I forgot about that one. And tucked away somewhere. And it's always fun to dig out those nuggets, you know. It's like, hey, cool. But anyways, it's life, you know. It's fun. But it's tough being John Smith, I'm telling you.
I'll bet. It is the Gunsmith Show. Back next week, Dan Foley. But thanks for listening. This is US 103.1.